a Trump snub and boos for Ted Cruz.
Protect our God-given rights.
Spotlight shines on the GOP's number two man.
Donald Trump will lead from strength.
Chemical weapon in aisle four.
This device could cause a lot of harm.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Steve Futterman at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland with the CBS World News Roundup. Discord was on display here last night. Catcalls and jeering among delegates, all prompted by Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
Vote your conscience. Vote for candidates up and down the ticket who you trust to defend our freedom and to be faithful to the Constitution.
Cruz did congratulate Donald Trump on winning the nomination, but that was as far as he would go. There was no formal endorsement. CBS News correspondent Stephen Portnoy was on the convention floor.
He did not explicitly call on Americans to vote for Donald Trump, and that led to boos that went from wall to wall across this arena.
Here's CBS's Bob Schieffer.
They had to escort his wife out. People were threatening him. I've never seen somebody come into a place to get a standing ovation and leave with people booing him off the stage. This shows just how divided this party is.
And many delegates were not happy.
At first, I thought it was really great, but then I didn't like what he said.
Were you booing at the end?
Yeah. And
why?
So was she.
We wanted him to endorse him.
And he didn't. Nothing's changed. He's not promoting unity.
He should have endorsed Trump and stood behind him.
All this took away from the acceptance speech from the GOP vice presidential candidate, Mike Pence.
It's change versus status quo. And my fellow Republicans, when Donald Trump becomes president of the United States of America, the change will be huge.
Tonight, Republicans are hoping to give peace a chance. It will be the final and perhaps the biggest night for Donald Trump. Here's CBS's Dan Revive.
Tonight's theme will be Make America One Again. Party leaders hope to unite around Donald Trump. Speakers, including businessmen, will praise him on stage. As usual, there will also be sharp criticism of Hillary Clinton. Trump's daughter Ivanka will introduce her father for his acceptance speech to end this four-day convention.
A speech here in Cleveland that will be the most important of the convention and possibly the entire Trump campaign. Steve?
Well, Trump tells the New York Times if he's elected, the United States might not come to the defense of some NATO members threatened by Russia. He says that decision would depend on whether those countries have fulfilled their obligations to us. Hillary Clinton, under attack at the Cleveland convention, is closing in on naming a running mate. Live to Washington and CBS's Barry Bagnano.
She has told CBS's Charlie Rose her top consideration is,
would this person be a good president?
Topping her list, Democrats familiar with the process say two former governors, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack.
I know what kind of leader she would be, and I'm confident she would be an incredible president.
Virginia Senator Tim Kaine.
Hillary's ready to be our leader. Hillary's ready to make history.
Also being seriously considered, Labor Secretary Tom Perez. Her decision could be revealed tomorrow or Saturday, Steve.
A bid by Russia's track and field team to head to Rio has been stopped in its tracks.
The Court of Arbitration for Sports dismissed an appeal by Russia to lift the Olympic doping ban on 68 track and field athletes. The court's general secretary, Matthew Reeb.
The Russian Olympic Committee is not entitled to nominate Russian track and field athletes for the Olympic Games.
It's now up to the Olympic Committee to decide whether to ban the entire Russian team after an investigation found evidence of state-sponsored doping. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
In South Africa, prosecutors say they will appeal the six-year murder sentence given to Paralympic athlete Oscar Pistorius. They call it shockingly lenient. An Ohio man says he got an emailed manifesto from the gunman who shot and killed three Baton Rouge police officers less than an hour before the Sunday attack. In it, Gavin Long, writing under an alias, called his actions a necessary evil to create change within America's police force. As CBS's David Begno tells us, the widows of two of the slain men are speaking out.
Every time my husband left the house, I prayed the whole 16 days, God keep him safe. Protect all the guys he's with and bring him back home.
Desha Gerald's husband, Matthew, was a rookie cop with the Baton Rouge Police Department. Sunday morning, she heard the first reports about the ambush killings.
I knew in my gut that something just wasn't right.
Shortly after the shooting, there was a knock at the door.
That is the hardest thing I ever had to do in my life. My 3-year-old is watching me. and she's holding my face and she's telling me not to cry.
Good morning, my love. I love you.
Tanya Garofola got that text message from her husband Brad the morning of the shooting. An East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's deputy, Garofola was a 24-year veteran. She was worried about her husband, given the tensions.
You were worried that his badge and gun
would get him killed.
Brad, a father of four, died a hero.
He saw the officer that had been hit trying to crawl, and he crawled back to him, and in the process, he was shot. He returned gunfire the entire time.
He kept shooting.
He kept shooting, even when he was on the ground on his back. He kept shooting.
Police in Oxnard, California say a man in a Walmart was apparently shopping for a bomb. KCAL TV reporter Tom Waite says 31-year-old Martin Reyes filled his cart with a host of materials.
He assembled all of the ingredients from store shelves, which included some kind of electronic appliance. Police say he used a socket near the stationery section to plug in the appliance, which was then designed to set off the chemical weapon.
This device, and even this device at a greater degree, could cause a lot of harm.
Store employees noticed Reyes and the weapon and called 911.
As of a few hours ago, Southwest Airlines said it was still working to resolve what it called a major computer outage that forced thousands of flight cancellations and delays stretching back to early yesterday afternoon.
They don't have any plan put in place for something like this when the computers go down. We definitely couldn't function in today's society without computers.
These passengers going through it all at the Orlando airport.
There were planes stuck behind me out in the tarmac. And those people had it miserable.
The outage has prevented people from booking flights, checking in online, or checking flight statuses. From Europe, what could be a medical breakthrough? Here's CBS's Jim Shenavy.
Is it possible to reverse menopause? Well, scientists say they've done it, restoring a woman's ability to conceive as long as 5 years after they've had their last period. Greek researchers say the technique involves rejuvenating the ovaries using platelet-rich plasma to stimulate cell growth and tissue regeneration. The process has allowed older women to release eggs and restart their periods. In one case, 3 eggs were collected from a patient, 2 were fertilized using her husband's sperm. Jim Shanavi, CBS News.
Health officials are now trapping and testing mosquitoes in South Florida. It's an effort to try to confirm whether a woman with the Zika virus is the first to get it directly from a mosquito in this country. Triple-digit heat wave settling in now from parts of the upper Midwest to the deep south and into the southwest. Some communities have canceled outdoor events over the next few days. And that's the World News Roundup. For Steve Futterman in Cleveland, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.